All right, we've concluded everything so far at 509 West Murray. At this time, we believe that it is a prank call. We've interviewed all of the renters that are living at that residence, and that's the belief that we have. We are still continuing to investigate, and once we know more, we'll be happy to let you guys know.
This is a house you've dealt with in the past?
It has. This is a new set of renters compared to the problems that we had last semester.
What problems did you have last semester?
Last semester, this was the house that we had the shooting at. But those renters have been evicted, and this is a new set of renters. And the problems that we've had this semester is the typical parties, fights.
With the 911 call, you believe it is a prank. Can you go ahead and tell me who you think? Do you know who sent that, called that in?
We have not located the owner of the phone yet. Mm-hmm. We're still attempting to locate that individual. But like I said, we have interviewed the renters. The renters also believe that it was a prank phone call. But we'll still continue to investigate.
I don't mean this as a criticism, but why does it take 5 hours to determine there's a prank?
Well, at the time when the call came in, we took it as a serious incident where it was a barricaded subject. And at that point, we don't have the resources if we're not able to make contact. We attempted to call the number back. We attempted to use our PA system to get somebody at the residence to answer. No one was answering, and we just don't have the equipment. So what we did is we contacted the Illinois State Police's tactical response team. They brought in robots, and then we put robots into the house. The robots went all through the house and let us know that there was no one there.
No one at all inside that house?
No one at all inside the house.
Where did that team have to come from? Springfield?
Different places from throughout the state.
Mm-hmm. What did you tell the residents inside the perimeter that had to be evacuated?
We just asked them that, we didn't know what kind of situation we had, and we asked them to leave.
Earlier I heard sirens going off. Can you go ahead and explain a little bit about that? Was that something you guys did tactically, or was that a mistake?
Yeah, we wanted to let anyone that was there know that what was going on, and that we were attempting to approach the residents, and that's just a tactical response.
With this being a prank call, I mean, can you go ahead and tell me the severity of that? I mean, it took you guys 5 hours to establish that.
It did, but every call we have to take serious, like it could be a worst case situation. And in this particular case, we thought we had an individual inside the residence with a firearm, and we just didn't want to take a chance on confronting that individual with our officers.
Any idea what it cost to deal with this prank?
Not at this time.
Has this house had any other negative incidents?
They've had a few incidents this semester. Nothing to this extent.
So. Do you believe that anyone that is a resident of the house right now is responsible for this, or do you think it came from outside?
No, we don't believe that the current tenants are not responsible at this time. That's not what we believe. They were both assisting us and helping us try to locate the individual that we believe actually made the call.
So they are aware that this was happening at their house?
Yes, we because what we did is we knew who lived there, so we made every attempt to locate them. We were able to get in contact with them, and then they came to us.
Are they Western students?
I am not sure. I believe they may be.
What the prank call was actually about?
We had it was a female subject that made the phone call. She called in and said that there was an individual at the house, and she gave the address and said that he had a firearm. And then in the background, you could hear the male subject saying, "Are you calling the police? Are you calling the police?" And then the phone went dead. And with the 911 system, in conjunction with her saying that was the correct address, the 911 system put it at that address.
And you said you believe it's a prank. Do you think that it could have just been someone seeing something that maybe they thought that they saw something, or?
No, we believe that it was a situation between the individuals that made the call and the tenants. Say that again.
Are there any records of where the call may have been placed?
Yeah, when we did, we checked with Verizon, and Verizon was able to pinpoint that address as the possible location. It did come back a couple of times at different locations, but for the most part, it was all showing up there at that location.
What precautions did you take for student safety during it?
Anyone that was inside the perimeter, we asked if they'd either stay inside their house or evacuate.
Can I go and get your name, first and last?
Chief Kurt Barker.
Okay.
So. So, and like I said, if anything else comes out of this evening, we'll let everyone know. So, thank you.